بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: عينان لا تمسهما النار، عين بكت من خشية الله، وعين باتت تحرس في سبيل الله. رواه الترمذي. We are still in the chapter of jihad, the importance, the virtues, the benefits of jihad. Further, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there are two eyes, two types of eyes which the fire of Jahannam will not touch. One, aynun bakat min khashyatillah, an eye that cried in the fear of Allah ta'ala. If a person shed even one drop, one tear drop, the size of the head of a fly in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the fire of Jahannam will not touch that eye, and consequently the whole body will also be saved. وَعَيْنٌ بَاتَتْ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and an eye that passed the night guarding in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that is when the Mujahideen was sleeping, resting, and he guarded over them, such an eye will also not be touched by the fire of Jahannam. وعن زيد بن خالد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, حضرت زيد بن خالد رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من جهز غازيا في سبيل الله فقد غزا. A person who prepared, who gave the necessities of jihad to a mujahid in the path of Allah Ta'ala, it is just as though he himself had made jihad, that is, he will get the full reward as well. وَمَنْ خَلَفَ غَازِيًا فِي أَهْلِهِ بِخَيْرٍ فَقَدْ غَزَى. And a person who stayed behind and looked after a mujahid's family and in good interest, that is, with loyalty and honesty and in a good way, he looked after the family of the mujahid, though he himself did not go out in jihad, but he also gets the same reward of that jihad. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that نبي كريم صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said, أفضل الصدقات, the best of charities. There are various forms and many places where a person can give his charity. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best place to give your charity, ظِلُّ فُسْتَاتٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to give shade for a person in the path of Allah. That is, a person when he's going out in jihad and for his little tent, or where he is going to take rest during the resting times, to make arrangement for that. وَمَنِيحَةُ خَادِمٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and to arrange a servant, a khadim, a person who will tend to his needs and look after and see to all his various needs, prepare his food, etc., wash his clothes, etc., a person who arranges for that. Or تَرُوقَةُ فَحْلٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, or to arrange the transport, a camel, the transport for the person. Those are the best places where a person can give his charity. Of course, according to the demand and need, the charity becomes more valuable according to various demands and needs. What is the greatest demand of the time? To give your charity in such a place, that is the greatest reward. وَعَنْ أَنِسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ فَتَمْ مِنْ أَسْلَمْ قَالْ. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, a young man from the tribe of Aslam said to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, inni uridu al-ghazwa, wa laysa ma'ayya ma tajahhazu bih. O Allah's Rasul, I intend to go out in jihad, in the ghazwa, in a battle, but I do not have the necessities for going out. That is, I'm a poor person, I don't have the means to go out. قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, ائتي فلانا فإنه كان قد تجهز فمريض. Go to a certain person, he named that person and told him and said that that person had prepared to go out in jihad. He had made all his preparations, but he has become ill, and because of his illness he cannot go now. فأتاه فقال, he said, I went to that person and I told him, إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرئك السلام. That Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم conveys his salams to you. ويقول, and he told me, I must tell you, أعطي الذي تجهزت به, give to me that which you had prepared to go out for jihad. There is also a case where we can understand that where collections are done for dini purposes, for madrasas, darul ulooms, masjids. So this type of collection was also done by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told this mujahid that he must, whatever he has given or prepared, he must give it to this mujahid. That is also a collection in the path of Allah Ta'ala. قال, that person said, يا فلانة أعطيه الذي كنت تجهست به. Also and so, addressing his female slave, that and he told her that give to this person all that which I had prepared for that jihad. ولا تحبسي عنه شيئا, and do not keep back anything whatsoever from that. Don't give everything, the last cent, the last bit, whatever I had prepared, give it to this person. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَحْبِسِي مِنُهُ شَيْئًا فَيُبَارَكَ لَكَ فِيهِ. By Allah, if you keep back anything, there will be no barakat in that. So see that you give everything. So this also, by doing this, that person who became ill, staying at home in his bed, but he will get the same reward as this person who went out in the path of Allah Ta'ala for jihad. So here we see how important it is to aid one another to go out in jihad also, and how the reward is given to each person in full. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.